News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So special news right now, breaking online. I mean, I'm literally watching the briefing take place. Just going to get off the triple dipper here for a minute and tell you that the Department of Defense is briefing right now. Admiral John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, is addressing the press and talking about the latest issues going on in Ukraine. If I'm understanding correctly, what they're saying right now is the city of Mariupol is still considered to be hotly contested, that there's been some mixed reporting as to whether or not Mariupol fell to the Russians as they have moved their efforts to the east. But it does not appear so, according to the Pentagon. And they're also saying that the Pentagon is continuing to look at ways in which they can supply both lethal and non-lethal aid to Ukraine. Mixed bag of stuff too coming out of our own responses to Ukraine. We got the fact that President Zelensky is calling upon President Biden to go there. President Biden apparently said, "Sure, I'll go," and the White House quickly came out and said, "No, we're not sending the president." Never mind the fact that multiple other heads of state have been there most recently, and that some embassies are reopening in Kyiv. But nonetheless, I'll give credit where credit is due. There are some things that we are providing now in terms of lethal aid that we were not providing before. And I guess giving credit where credit is due has to also be caveated, unfortunately, by saying, why are we giving it now? Why didn't we give it back in the beginning? Things like helicopters that we had in our inventory. Recent report came out Friday that I shared with y'all then that we apparently had 11 Mi-17 HIP helicopters, which is a Russian-made. It's very common for that region. Ukraine has them in their inventory, but they're, of course, losing them in the battles. But it's a troop carrier, which can also be armed. It's typically a troop carrier. It's a single rotary wing, as opposed to the Chinook we have that's dual, but nonetheless, with dual rotors. But nonetheless, it's a large-scale troop-carrying helicopter. We're given those now. We've apparently had them for quite a while. They're originally designed for Afghanistan, and we never gave them, so we've had them all this time and just figured out we can give them, I guess. The other thing that we're giving is apparently we're giving, how many was it? We're giving basically an entire battery of 105 howitzers with 40,000 rounds of ammunition. That's significant. So, we are giving some lethal aid that can be used in both an offensive and defensive capability. And it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. All right, there's that. We're going to get to the Triple Dipper in a minute. Before I do that, I got to tell you, if you have not seen it, please check out our website, rightsideradio.org. So one of the things that happens quite often is we get people all the time that say, "Hey, man, I was driving or going on vacation, and I wanted to hear what you had to say, but I couldn't catch signal where I was." Well, there's a way to fix that. Go to rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. So I always say, literally, in the big wide world, is go to the World Wide Web, go to rightsideradio.org. All of our stuff is on there. All of it. I mean, all of it. So, like, if you want to listen live, no matter where you are in the whole world, you can hear us just by streaming the show through the website. The other things you can find on there, though, Copper and I, we both write an op-ed that comes out weekly. The one that I just used as my monologue today was actually the piece that I had written yesterday. I felt inspired just to go ahead and bring it on the air with me. The other thing that you got on there is our podcast. Our podcast. Let me see if I can get to the numbers on this real quick and see where we are. But our podcast just continues to kind of blow me away. We got great numbers in terms of the number of people that are finding and it's trending right now. We are now at almost 42,000 downloads on the podcast. That is just epic.
Nice.
And I know, right? And that's just very cool. So anyway, rightsideradio.org, all our stuff is on there. To include, if you want to advertise on this show, be a direct sponsor of the show. Yes, we have direct sponsors, but you got to come through us to make sure you're on the show. And there's a way to do that. Just go to the website, contact us. And then lastly, I would point out, I happen to be wearing a pair of Right Side socks today. Right Side socks, you say? Yes, Right Side socks, I say. Where'd I get them? The Right Side Store. There's a button on the website that says Right Side Store. Go to it. You can buy a coffee mug, t-shirts, and yes, Right Side socks. So there's that. Hey, and Copper, I think we've got one of our locals, our folks, is in the big money run right now, right? In the I got a text from Dale a little while ago. Where did that go, Dale Jackson? Eleanor Smith from Huntsville. She won, I'm assuming she won the Daily Money giveaway. Is that right?
That's right.
And so she's in the running now for the $25,000?
Right. She was one of the $100 winners, and she's now eligible for the $25,000 prize.
Sweet. All right. Well, congratulations to Eleanor Smith from right here in Huntsville, Alabama. A winner in the big money giveaway, $25,000 may be coming her way. Stay in the fight, folks. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Coming up next, number one of the Triple Dipper, Gender Benders. We'll talk about it.